I just want to say, if you sing along to the Dummy of the Day, we actually can hear you back on the radio. Like, when you sing in your car or, like, near your stereo or, like, with your phone, your headphones, we can hear you singing back, and it sounds amazing.
The NRA wishes they were us.
What? Exactly. All
right. We're spying on people.
Oh, wait, but you said the NRA.
Oh, do I mean the NSA? Did I say it wrong?
Said it totally wrong.
Oh, man. My joke fell flat.
Talk about the gun people.
Good thing nobody. Oh, you're right. I've just read so many stories about the NRA lately because of, you know, the awful Texas shooting. Man, my joke fell flat.
Yeah, it got really weird.
I'm glad. I'm so glad that nobody listens at this time in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. Alex
still asleep.
Here is Alex's joke right now. Hold on. I feel. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. Hold on. This is Alex's joke right here.
No.
There we go. That was Alex's joke right there.
Still asleep. Hey, should we wake him up with Dummy of the Day song?
Yeah, guys, let's do it. Okay.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
A Louisiana man pulled out his gun and chased a group of teenagers. Listen to this guy who toilet papered his house. Come on, man. TPN's never, like, fun if it happens to you, but it's funny to do to other people. Anybody here ever toilet paper something?
I was always too scared.
Like, you thought they'd come out after you?
Yeah.
What about you, Producer MYK? I feel like you were a little hellion back in the day.
No. Why would you waste good toilet paper?
Well, I mean, you get the cheap stuff. Live the Web Girl, look at you.
Oh, yeah. We used to get it. Houses bad with silly string, saran wrap. We would put tuna on their front porch.
Tuna.
Yeah, we would open up a can of tuna and put it on there because it smells. And then we used to put pads all over their window.
How old were you?
No kidding.
I was like 16.
Feminine pads.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dang, Liv.
That's hardcore.
There's prank wars.
Liv, is that you? No, it's the tuna.
I actually grew up in the hood. We weren't toilet papering anything.
Well, yeah, that, you would not have a
Did
good result.
Did you grow up in the hood in L.A.?
Yeah, pretty close.
No way.
Yeah, I was like on the border between, like, you know.
Oh.
Were you a Crip or a Blood? I need to know your affiliation.
Yeah, tell us.
I have no affiliations.
Darn
anymore.
It.
Okay.
Lame.
What are the gangs in Indy?
The Mafia.
He's a mobster.
I can see that. Well, anyways, yeah, they were just trying to do it kind of fun, like ritual they do toilet paper houses of fellow students. However, the man did not find it funny, got in his vehicle and chased the students down. He was able to block the teen's exit and pointed the gun at him. Why would you point the gun at the kids for toilet papering?
Yeah, that's a little bit excessive.
I don't get that.
Just a smidge.
The guy was arrested several days after the incident and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and obstruction of a roadway. By the way, we need to toilet paper somebody's like place that we work with, maybe.
Like who?
Their cubicle?
No, we gotta find out somebody here that has a house. Everybody in radio rents. Like we
They're
can't
all poor.
I know. Like we can't go get you, Alex. Wait, I have a house. Never mind. Now I can't.
You rent?
Yeah, but I still have a house.
Like, well, I guess you just gave up yourself.
Nope, we're going to have to just do it to somebody's car. Okay, we'll get Alex's car in a second. Let's go to Virginia. A 49-year-old woman named, sorry, I messed this one up. A 49-year-old woman from Virginia named Alexandra, and 2 years ago, she came up with an elaborate scheme to get rich by faking her own death. First, she went to Washington State, and she legally changed her name. Then her and her husband, Albert, whipped up a fake death certificate, and they published a death notice in the newspaper and submitted it to claims for the life insurance. And once they got the money, they went on a shopping spree. They're like, oh, we fooled them. They bought 20 fancy cars, like expensive
Whoa.
Cars. Like, so they probably had like $500,000 policy or something, but they bought tons of cars. And when they couldn't afford some other ones, they used fake checks, then flipped those cars around as collateral for loans to buy more cars. Apparently, they really liked their cars, but they were not smart at all. The cops were able to figure this out. Like, wait a minute, this is kind of happening in a weird order. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And they both just pled guilty to several charges, including bank fraud, counterfeiting, and mail fraud. I hope they get it, too, because people need to learn a lesson. They're facing up to 30 years in prison each.
Bro.
You can't fake your death. Has anybody faked their death? Do we know? Is there any conspiracies about who faked their death? I feel like you would know who.
Tupac.
Oh yeah, Tupac's alive for sure. Yeah, he's been doing it really well. But...
Elvis.
Oh yeah.
Wait,
Elvis.
You think Elvis faked his death? I thought he died.
I'm sure he's dead by now.
People
but...
have said that.
Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't like Elvis. He was eating like a peanut butter and
banana.
Banana like. poo sandwich or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
No, he just likes peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
I thought he died on the toilet, though.
That's what I'm saying. I thought Elvis was eating
I think he did.
A peanut butter and banana sandwich on the toilet.
No,
which...
he just likes peanut butter and banana sandwiches, but he died on the toilet from drugs, but he just liked to eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches. He wasn't eating one as he
See,
was
See, we're
dying.
Getting conflicting reports here, because I heard he died on the toilet.
He did.
Yeah, no.
But he wasn't eating a sandwich.
What, did he die in the toilet from straining or just from that's where the situation
no,
he was at?
I thought he overdosed, like he was doing drugs in there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
But no, we know he had a drug overdose.
Oh, were you there?
Well, peanut butter and what? Peanut butter and what sandwich?
I think it's peanut butter and banana, right?
Peanut butter and banana sandwich leads you to the toilet.
Which leads you to your death.
No, he had a drug overdose for sure. That is confirmed
Thank you.
By the autopsy
Thank you very much
report.
For flushing.
Yeah, if he really died.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, wasn't there an autopsy report, too, of Tupac? That photo wasn't real.
Biggie?
Yeah, where's Biggie at?
Steve Jobs is still alive.
Oh, yeah, Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs still alive?
That. Yeah.
You know what? What about Tom from MySpace? No, he didn't die.
No, that guy's rich, man. He sold that thing.
I don't know. There's no new photos of him.
Does
That's true. He only has that one.
He only has that one, yeah.
With the whiteboard behind
yeah,
him.
Yeah, where he's like turned around.
Every now and then. Could you imagine, by the way, too, like if you're known for one photo for your entire life, like that's the photo that you're known for?
Gosh.
God, I have some photos I pray never get out. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. Cops in Florida got word last week that a 27-year-old woman named April was posing as a prostitute. Apparently, when clients would show up, she and a guy who was posing as her pimp would rob them at gunpoint. So the cops found her ads online, and they set up an undercover sting to try to catch her. And last Thursday, one of the cops posed as a John to go meet April, who was posing as a hooker. There's a lot of posing going on here, by the way. Okay, well, here's what happened. But she and her partner got spooked, like when they were going to meet, and they drove off, so they never actually met the undercover cop. Well, the guy driving away, the pretend pimp, threw a weapon out of the car, which turned out to be a fake gun. Everything's Ooh. Fake here. This is fake news. This is fake news.
It is.
Okay, anyways, they eventually caught the fake John, who was with the fake hooker, and her fake pimp, who just got rid of the fake gun.
Wow.
They didn't have any fake sex, so she couldn't be arrested for prostitution, but she was...
fake sex.
She was busted. I've had a lot of fake sex since I've been married, but April couldn't get arrested for prostitution because, well, she didn't hook up with anybody, but the guy was arrested, though, for driving with a suspended license. A lot of fake stuff there. I'm confused now.
Wow. Yeah, what is real?
By the way, does anybody have an idea where the actual MySpace Tom guy is? I last thing I saw, he was taking pictures.
I'll look it up.
Okay, cool. Those right there... are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.